More than 250 representatives from UN member states, UN agencies, non-governmental organizations, foundations, and the private sector gathered in New York on Wednesday to pledge their commitments to the fund. In his opening remarks, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the depth and severity of humanitarian crises is rising due to the effects of climate change, urbanization, population growth, and the competition for resources.
When the Central Emergency Response Fund, the SERF, started in 2006, some 30 million people were in need of aid. Now, that number is more than 100 million.
Secretary General Ban said this year, nearly two-thirds of member states have contributed to SERF, including, for the first time, Mali, which is also a recipient of SERF funds.
So far in 2014, member states have donated more than $460 million for SERF-funded operations, more than our $450 million target. Thank you for your generosity.
The Secretary General said this year has been dominated by very severe humanitarian emergencies in Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and the Central African Republic. The UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, Valerie Amos, said more than $177 million, or 39% of SERF funds, were allocated for the crises in South Sudan and the Central African Republic.
Violence and displacement in South Sudan have been compounded by food insecurity and malnutrition. To make matters worse, the end of the rainy season has led to more fighting, further displacement inside South Sudan, and more people seeking refuge in Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, and Uganda. This year, $115.7 million from SERF went to aid agencies in South Sudan and neighboring countries to provide urgent assistance for displaced communities.
Ms. Amos said that other crises around the world, which are no longer in the headlines, but where needs remain great, were allocated funds in two rounds.
In the first round, I allocated more than $95 million to sustain emergency aid operations in Afghanistan, Chad, Colombia, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Haiti, Mali, Myanmar, Pakistan, Sudan, Uganda, and Yemen. During the second round, I allocated $75 million to help relief agencies address the combined regional consequences of violent conflict, mass displacement of people, and deepening food insecurity in 11 countries across the Sahel and Horn of Africa regions.
The UN humanitarian chief said that to ensure that SERF is able to keep pace with the evolving global humanitarian situation, she has commissioned a study to look at the role of the fund and its funding target. During the meeting in New York, donors made pledges to the fund to continue its humanitarian work around the world. Derek Mbata, United Nations.